Good evening, church. Good evening, church. Thank you very much. I thought I was going to speak to myself today, or I have to speak in some sort of sign language. First of all, allow me to thank Pastor Jimenez in his absence, and I can believe that he definitely needs a vacation. I'd like to thank the Verity Baptist Church for allowing me to use the pulpit. I know this is not something easy as a pastor to allow anyone to be behind your pulpit. I am so grateful and thankful for the Lord, and would like to thank each and every person here and even online for making a contribution towards my legal fees. It was indeed a battle. I never thought, let me be quite honest with you, that it will be covered here in Sacramento. I never came with the idea. I just said to myself, Lord, have your own way. And God had his way, and it's done. And I'm grateful and thankful for the Lord. First of all, allow me to thank each and everyone for taking time out to listen to me. Please, if you don't understand what I'm saying, my mother tongue is Afrikaans. If I speak in English and I pronounce words incorrectly, please don't go on Facebook and say, that pastor cannot preach. Yeah, just allow me to try and explain what I'm, or preach a sermon that God laid on my heart. And if I have to title my sermon this morning or this evening, I'd like to title the sermon, Shake Your Past to Shape Your Future. Many of us are stuck in our past. We cannot forgive people who have hurt us. We cannot move forward, even sometimes our own parents, our own friends or people that we've grown up with. Especially what I've noticed, if people get saved and they had friends, I don't say that you need to associate with that friends, but if the person doesn't get saved, you think that I don't want to have anything to do with this person. I even heard people in the New IFB movement saying that my mother and my father are Catholic. I don't want anything to do with them because they don't want to get saved. I would like to say to you is that remember, once upon a time, you were not saved. Once upon a time, someone came to you and brought the message or the gospel of salvation to you and you got saved. Nobody forced you. It was presented to you. And thank God, you accepted and got saved. And the reason for my title is, it's because in the church in general, the church is a place where people cannot forgive one another. They sit in church, they sit next to each other, and they have so much anger, bitterness, and resentment towards one another. And that's happening in all churches. And I'm here to say to you, because this is what God laid on my heart, to say to you, the only way where you as a follower of Christ can grow spiritually if you are going to try and shake your past. I don't say forget your past. I say shake the things of the past. You need to grow. There's a lot of people or a lot of Christian who grows in age but not in maturity and spirituality. They stay where they are. And if you speak to a lot of people, you can hear that this person, he loves the Lord, but you can hear also bitterness and resentment. So I am reading out of Acts because the first verses in Acts 28 gives me an idea what I am trying to say to you. And this is my interpretation of the past. And if we read in Acts 28, verse 3 to 5, we will see, and when Paul had gathered the bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire. There came a viper out of the heat and fastened his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, "No doubt, this man is the murderer, whom though he has escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live." And the Bible says in verse 5, "And then he shook off the beast into the fire, and he felt no harm." To me, this is a great example of Paul being bitten after he was persecuted, after he was locked up, after he shipwrecked, or after he went through a lot of things. And the only thing that Paul tried to do at that point is Paul tried to stay warm, and then the Bible teaches that he gathered the wood. And as he was gathering the wood, he was bitten by a viper or by a snake. And his immediate reaction to the snake was to shake off the snake. One of our biggest problems in our lives, if we are bitten by a venomous snake of bitterness or of jealousy or of gossiping or adultery, of porn, of all these ungodly and wicked things. Sometimes when we are bitten, we serve, but yet the viper remains on our hands. And the Bible says the only way that the snake did Paul no harm was when he shook off the snake immediately. Sometimes we walk around and we say, I cannot take this brother. Please, Lord, just keep me away from this brother. You need to shake the snake of bitterness, of resentment, and of anger in your life. Because you will never be able to move forward as a Christian, because what you are doing is hanging on to a past that's supposed to be gone. I cannot forgive my mother. There's a lot of mothers who dies and people who are saved that don't want to forgive their mother because they don't want to talk to their mother because their mother don't want to get saved. What a shame. What a shame. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, we all get hurt sometimes. But do we have to walk around with this hurt? Do we have to walk around and say to people, I don't need this guy in my life. I don't need. Some people leave the church angry because they cannot make peace with people who has hurt them. The Bible teaches me that even David, if we have a look, committed adultery. He planned the death of the husband of his lover. Yet David, the Bible says, a man who is after God's heart, in Psalm 51, he went and he says, "Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew thou spirit within me. Cast me not away from..." In other words, what he was saying, he says, "Lord, this thing that I did, I was wrong. I made a mistake. Shake it off. I want to shake it off and I want to move forward." You see, the Bible says that David was a man after God's heart. But David knew how to seek and ask for forgiveness. How many of us walk around and say, "I cannot forgive this person, and I cannot forgive that person for what they have done to me"? I'm here to say to you again that David said, "Lord, create in me a clean heart." Psalm 51:10. "O God, and renew thou spirit within me." Verse 11. "Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me." He says, verse 12, "Restore restore unto me. In other words, where the restoration can only take place when you are restored. When you can say, I forgive you. Mom, I did something wrong to you. My brother, I did something wrong. I am an adult. I am grown up enough to come and say, I'm sorry. How many of us are really willing to do that? Sometimes we're in church, we gossip about our own pastors, the man of God, who's trying and who's leading us. And yet, Pastor might have said something wrong, or like Pastor highlighted the fact, he might have preached and you felt guilty. The spotlight shined on you on that specific moment, and you thought that pastor was preaching for you, and you don't want to forgive him. Or I will just go to church. I will just sit in church, and when it's done, I will leave. I want nothing to do with a pastor. I want nothing to do with that brother and sister. As Christians, we need to grow up. We need to grow up. Because if we don't grow up, we are going to miss out. You see, the problem is, David could have said, I'm a king. I'm a main man. I'm a man after God's heart. I don't need to ask for forgiveness. But yet, he said, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Lord, I've done you wrong. I've done wrong, Lord. Please help me to be a better person. I'm here to say to you, the only way that you can become a better person, if you forgive. If you forgive. Irrespective of what people did to you, if you learn to forgive. In Cape Town, one of the things that I love to do is I love feeding people. And sometimes you get people, hundreds of people standing in a line, and then you see, yeah, this faggot is coming, and he's coming for food. I can say to myself, no, I'm not going to give him food. But I can't. It's because I need to look beyond that, and I need to see a human being in front of me that I in need. Sometimes we don't want to see it. We want to say, no, God must help us. We don't want to see this. Here David says in verse 14, he says, deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God. Deliver me. And that is what we need as followers of Christ. We need to be delivered from the spirit or this thing that is called unforgiveness. But Pastor, you don't understand. You were never there. I don't need to be there. Each and every one of us, we've got our own cross to shake. As long as you are, that viper of unforgiveness is hanging in your mind, you are not going to be able to grow spiritually. It is my firm belief that as we walk around with bitterness of the past, when the serpent of unforgiveness has bitten us, and if we don't shake this serpent, it will inject us with a lot of toxic venom. I hate him. I don't like him. I cannot stand that man. He has harmed me when I was still. He did this to me. Please understand what I'm trying to say to you. I'm not asking you if someone has abused a child or did something evil. I don't ask you to say, oh, it's forgiven and I'm going to trust this person. I'm talking about many a times we can't even forgive the family member or the brother that we've grown up with, because we've become too spiritual to be amongst them. You see, we need to open ourselves and say, I need to make a change. Unforgiveness, like I said, causes bitterness. It causes anger. It causes resentment. And even it can even kill you spiritually. If I say it can kill you spiritually, meaning that you won't be able to go out and do decent soul winning. Because here in your mind, because we can run away from everything in life, but you cannot run away from your conscience. So if someone has heard you and that person is here, you are going to say to yourself in your mind, look here, I'm preaching to this person, but I can't even forgive my own brother. I'm here to say to you, unforgiveness is going to kill you spiritually, because you won't be able to grow, because you cannot shake your past. The only way that you can shape a future, if you learn how to shake the thing that is in the past. If they hurt you, forgive them and move on. Friends, we need to learn that to deal with the ghost of our past, it is going to destroy our future. Like Paul shook off the serpent, we need to shake off the negative things of our past. If we can forgive them, let us forgive them, let us move on. We don't always have to forgive those who hurt us, we don't always forgive those who hurt us to gain anything. But we forgive them because we need peace. By forgiving someone, you can start to live in peace. You can start to live a godly life. By saying sorry to a person that you've wronged, you will live in peace. Look what the Bible says in Matthew 6, verse 9 to 13. The Bible says clearly, it says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye. This is what the Bible says. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts. And this is a difficult part. And so that we can forgive our debtors. We don't want to do that. We don't want to do that because I am too hurt. I am too angry. And as long as you are walking around with a serpent that I call unforgiveness, forget about growing. Forget about growing in church. Forget about growing. Forget even your family life will suffer because you don't know how to forgive. Friends, one of the most difficult things in life is to forgive someone that hurts you. To be honest, I can tell you I've been hurt. Family member close to me has hurt me such a lot. And I walked around for a week or two and I was so angry. And then I realized I have to do one or two things. Either I can forgive her or I can stay bitter. And I decided I'm going to forgive. And I stood up and I was man enough to forgive this family member of mine in a very, very difficult time. Both my wife and I, we were shocked to the core. Our past Christmas or December month, I think I am married 31 years, was the most difficult Christmas in our entire life. We had to do one or two things. We either had to forgive or we had to walk around with a bitterness. Today I can say to you, and I can say this honestly to you, it was very challenging. We went through hurt, but God gave us the blessed assurance that He will heal and He will restore us. Forgiveness, my dear brothers and sisters, is a journey. It is not an easy journey, but you and I as followers of Christ should get to a place where we can forgive people who hurt us. Forgive family members who hurt you. Forgive children who hurt you. Nobody of us raises children to be disrespectful or to be disobedient or rebellious, but yet there comes a point in their life when they start to be rebellious, where they start to be disobedient. And what are we going to do? Are we going to write them off and say, I don't want to do anything with you because you've hurt me too much? I brought you up in the house of the Lord and look what you are doing to me. We cannot do that because at the end of the day, that's still your child. You expect God to forgive you, but you're not willing to forgive your own child. Like I said, forgiveness is a journey, not an easy journey. But as followers of Christ, we should get to that place where we said, you hurt us, but we forgive you. One of the most powerful things we can do is to forgive those who hurt us. Forgiveness frees us from all grudges, from all anger, from all resentment, from all pain, and from all hurt, and it brings you peace. Believe you me. It brings you peace. You will sleep better at night. Especially when it's something, someone that is very close to you that hurt. As a pastor, I can tell you how many times I've been stabbed in my back by my fellow pastors, by congregation members, by a lot of people. I had a choice. And my choice was to shake it off and move on. Because I have a life to live. I have a family to take care on. Listen to the word of the Lord. Ephesians 4, 31 and 32. He says, verse 31, let all bitterness, not some, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. What is your problem? Why can't you forgive? But God had to forgive you. The Bible says that there's none righteous, not one of us. So it's by time that we as followers of Christ start to forgive those who have hurt us. Do you want peace in your house? Sometimes you can't even forgive your own wife. You go out soul winning and you are angry at your wife. You go out of your house, there's war. You come back, you've done soul winning and you come back into a war. We need peace. We need peace as followers of Christ. You will know that forgiveness and healing has begun when you can recall those who hurt you and have the power or have the guts or have the courage, if you see them, shake their hand and say, I wish you well. I wish you peace. I wish you love. I wish you all the best. I wish that God will bless you. I wish that God will lift you up. I wish that you will get saved. But we find it very difficult because what we do, we easily we don't want to forget the former things. We want to stuck in the past. We want to walk around with bitterness, with anger. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Listen to what the word of the Lord has to say. He says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, God will do a new thing. A new thing can only be done in your life when you get rid of the old. A new thing can only be done in your life if you are willing to shake the past. A new thing can only happen in your life if you say, I am matured enough to, from this moment onwards, I will go to my boss, even though I was in the wrong, I will go and ask him for forgiveness, because at the end of the day, that boss is responsible for me being in a work. It's difficult, even though you know that you're right, but you need to say, I am sorry. He says further, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall he not know? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers and in the desert. So in other words, if you want God to do a new thing, you need to get rid of the old things in life. Not an easy ask. Not an easy ask this evening. Not an easy ask if someone has really and truly hurt you. Not an easy ask. But it is our responsibility as followers of Christ, because it is our duty and responsibility to get everyone saved. And if we cannot get everyone saved, or specifically people inside our own house, we cannot get them saved because we refuse to show forgiveness. We refuse to shake the past. We refuse to try and build a new relationship with people that has hurt us. You see, when someone hurt me, I take that hurt as a stepping stone to my success. I don't allow people to hurt me, and I don't allow people to keep me in a prison of unforgiveness. I don't want to forgive them for what they are doing. The power of forgiveness is all, allows you to hold in your hand the invitation of forgiveness, especially when you love someone, to remember the transforming power and forgiveness and the loving kindness of our God. To remember that no matter where you are and what you face, within your heart, peace is always possible. That is when you learn how to forgive people. Philippians 3, 12 and 13. He says, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I'm apprehended of Christ. Brethren, I count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are before me. In order for you to shape a beautiful future, you need to forget what's behind you. I can walk around with all bitterness for what a lot of people has done to me and my family. Especially when I went through this trial, pastors who made a lot of empty promises. Pastor, we are there for you. Don't worry. We will be there in court. I can remember I've been on trial since 2011 till 2023. I've only seen two pastors in court once. We are there for you, Pastor. We are going to make buses full of people. When you get there, you stand alone. Friends, if you cannot forgive, you are weak. If you say, I can never forgive, you are weak. Forgiveness is an attribute of a strong person. Spiritual, being godly, Jesus forgave a man on the cross. He said, Lord, remember me when you come into paradise. The other one said, are you really the Son of God? Free us. Free yourself. And the other man says, Lord. So in other words, he asked for forgiveness. So if God is willing to forgive you, what makes you so special that you don't want to forgive someone else? Matthew 6 verse 14. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. That's not me, that's the Bible. We need to forgive. We need to move on in life. We need to go back to our children, because sometimes we as parents, we also hurt our children by saying things. Many a times we think that parents are right, but sometimes they can be also wrong. But we fail to ask forgiveness because we feel that our children, it's my child. You're not grown up enough. You're not strong enough to go say to your own child, I've done you wrong. Please forgive me. If you want to be healed, learn to forgive those who hurt you. Unforgiveness is a poison who slowly but surely kills those who cannot forgive. Let go and let God have his wonderful way. Colossians 3 verse 13 says, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do he. If you go home tonight, you can say to yourself, I need peace in my life. And the only way that I'm going to find peace is by forgiving those who hurt me and forgiving those and asking forgiveness to persons that we hurt. Because a lot of believers think they cannot hurt people. You can hurt people. I've read a lot of things on this new IFB groups. I've seen a lot of pastors passing negative things about another pastor, saying negative things. If you cannot live with someone, ask forgiveness, move on, leave the person. But every time, I'm going to make an example. If Pastor Anderson says something and they can have a reason, what they're going to do to like counter him and like saying something bad about him. We just want to kill each other. The glory of Christianity of being a follower of Christ is to conquer forgiveness. It is easier to forgive an enemy than to forgive a friend or your family. Forgiving that family member, sometimes it hurts such a lot. I'm talking about a family member of mine. I've experienced it in December. I've experienced hurt. Hurt I've experienced. I've even in my prayers, I've questioned and I said, Lord, what did I do wrong? I could only find forgiveness when I was willing to forgive and I was willing to say, I'm sorry if I did do anything wrong. So let me say this again. The glory of any Christian or of any follower of Christ is to be conquered by forgiveness. And it's easier to forgive a stranger than to forgive your own family. Matthew 18:21 says, then Peter came to him and said, Lord, oft shall my brother sin against me? And I forgive him till seven times. And Jesus said unto him, I say unto you, until seven times, but until 70 times more. You need to forgive those. You can make the calculations. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sin. So in other words, it's not only the person who needs to ask forgiveness. We must also be able to say that we are wrong. David said, I was wrong, creating me a clean heart. If we confess our sin, he is faithful And just says the Bible, to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hebrews 8 says, verse 12, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities I will remember no more. But you go out and still remember someone that had hurt you. I am here to say to this church, forgiveness starts with you. The Word of God commands us to forgive those who hurt us. You are saved. You cannot go through life hating your own family, hating your own friends who grew up with you, hating your own loved ones. I cannot forgive them. They hurt me too much. I'm here to say to you, you're wrong. Go back. Make right. If you gossip, make right. I promise you, you will live in peace. We are saved. We are born again. And our beneficiary of God's grace and His forgiveness. We are beneficiaries, of God's grace and forgiveness. If God has not forgiven us, there's no way that we would have become a child of God or received the gift of eternal life. But we were forgiven. We were forgiven when we got saved. When we asked God to write our names in the book of life, we were forgiven. God no longer thinks about that. Anything that we did wrong, it's gone. It is in the past. Another scripture that I would just want to share with you. It looks like I've lost that scripture. But if you forgive, if you don't forgive, your unforgiveness will cost you, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. Unforgiveness will deny you of God's forgiveness and will hinder your prayers. Jesus says in Mark 12, verse 25 and 26, that forgiveness will hinder God from forgiving your sin when you are praying. We need to live with that attitude. I need to shake off my past in order to shape the future. If I did something wrong to anyone, even in this church, I will be the first one to say, I'm sorry. I am sorry. I'm the first one if I said something to my wife, and when I think and I say to myself, but that was very harsh of you, the way that you spoke to her. I have a way of taking my wife, take her for breakfast, doing things, just to ask her forgiveness. Sometimes we hurt our spouses right in front of our children. And then when you are okay, then again, you want to open up the Bible and you want to read for your children because you expect that God needs to forgive you. And I'm here to say to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that makes you a hypocrite. To with the one tongue, you scold at your wife, you disrespect your wife in front of your children, and when you feel like you are okay now, you just go and you sit as if nothing happens. Times that come for us as Christians to own up to the wrongs that we are doing in life. We want to preach to people, you need to get saved, you need to get saved. My question to you, how is your relationship with God? How is your relationship with the man of God of this house? How is your relationship with people at work? How's your relationship with your friends and with your neighbors? That is a question that I'm leaving with you. Can you forgive those who have hurt you? Can you say sorry? Can you go up and say to a person, I am very sorry? The Bible says, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. How can you love one another if you cannot forgive? I have something at home that I call pillow talk. My wife can sometimes anger me. If there is one person in your life that can anger me, you is your wife. You know, a stove, they take him from 1 to 8. Red. They can anger you. But you know what? If she angers me, I just go into the room. I pray. And that is pillow talk. And then we start to talk. And I say to her, why do you talk to me like that in front of Ethan? Oh, Bogey, I didn't mean that. Oh, okay. You see, because 31 years of marriage, we matured enough to reprimand and rebuke one another. We are matured enough after 31 years to say, I'm sorry, forgive me. We are matured enough to look each other in the eyes and say, through everything, I still love you. I still love you. I still care for you. You see, forgiveness doesn't start in the brain. It comes from the heart. And if you can forgive someone, you can shake the past. They've hurt you, shake it. They gossip about you, shake it. They stole from you, shake it. Learn the lesson. Don't trust him again. Don't trust. If you get bitten by the same dog twice, you are a fool. So if he stole from you, don't trust him. But forgive him. See, God has a way of dealing with people. The Bible says in Acts 28, and when the barbarians saw the viper biting Paul, they said, what kind of man is this? That not even a viper can do anything to him. You know what? When you can forgive someone, your family is going to ask, what type of person is that? I've hurt that person so badly, but yet she forgives and he forgives me. Because you've come to a point in your life where you've grown up. Where you've grown up as a Christian and where you want to live at peace. I am honestly and truly saying to you, once you find peace, once you forgive, you find a peace that surpasses all understanding. The person that is angry at you won't understand. The family member that's angry at me don't understand why I am so cool, calm, and collective. It's merely because I'm at peace. I'm at peace. And nobody is going to hold me captive because they don't want to forgive me. The prayer of my heart is evening, if there is something that you learn from me this morning, remember, if you can forgive someone that hurts you, you will automatically live in peace. Let us bow our heads and pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, Father, we love you and we thank you for this day. We thank you for this congregation. Father, we sometimes find it difficult to forgive those who have hurt us, who harmed us, who stole from us, O Lord, and who did all type of wicked things to us. But this evening, as we are sitting here as a congregation, Lord, I pray, O Lord, that we will start to forgive those who hurt us, that we will go and ask forgiveness to those who we hurt, O God, and so that our lives can be in order. So that we can live in peace, O Lord. Father, as we go out soul winning, we know there's nothing in our minds that hinders us, like unforgiveness, to win a soul for you. I pray this morning that this congregation, O God, as they've listened to this message, O Lord, that they will learn how to forgive and how to say, I'm sorry for what I've done. Father, David said, create in me a clean heart. I've sinned. Clean me. And that is what we ask you as a congregation. If we hurt one another, please create in us a clean heart. Father, we don't deserve it, Lord. Or those who hurt us doesn't deserve it. But we deserve peace, O God. And I pray for peace, O God, in our homes. Peace amongst our family. We ask this in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.